Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Hey, Carissa Thompson here for Pro Plan Sport, advanced nutrition for active dogs like ours. I love getting active with my dogs, Willis and Daisy. So whether we're on one of our daily runs together or exploring down at my ranch, I count on them to keep up with me. That's where Pro Plan Sport comes in. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on a run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dogs need to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com.
But this would be our luck.
No, it's
shit. I was trying to read it. Shit.
It's sad.
Shit.
Delete.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
What's happening, everyone? It is
Hello.
The new year, and let me tell you what. This gal just got a spray tan, and I look like a real dick.
Oh, you look great.
I cannot wash this thing off for 8 hours. I look like I'm Chandler from Friends. You know when he gets the spray tan and his teeth are so
white? It's Ross.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I do. I look like an asshole. But, well,
no,
what's
don't.
New? Happy holidays, everyone. Speaking of holidays, who knew that the Monday after the New Year's a holiday? We'll get to that later. We don't have enough time.
No.
Is this hand white? Oh, actually, not bad this time. It's the pregame. It's
black,
fun for everyone.
It's white.
It's WC. Yeah.
Okay, let's start with the pregame. Of course, if you want to hear us bitch and we're only 2 days into the new year, you're going to have to listen to our longer podcast that'll come out on Thursday. I am getting ready to go off on some tangents and some things. But let's start with Alyssa, 2212. You guys, again, thank you so much for writing in. It makes us feel so important and special
seen.
That you guys actually care. You see me. Okay. I love this question so much. Ryan, thank you for picking it out. I plan my whole week around when I wash my hair. I have been seen. How in the hell do y'all do that with your events, or do you wash it all the time? The people need to know. Well, I can answer for Carissa. She washes her hair 5 times a day, which is so bad for your hair.
Which is why I have 5 strands of hair. Yeah.
Oh, stop. You do not. You're on the full. Nutrafol. Hey, I do. Alyssa, I'm not going to lie. I do plan my washes around what I'm doing. For example, if I know I have a sit-down interview, I don't want it to be super clean that day. Or if I know the game. Here's an example. Sunday. Really humid yesterday in Tampa. So is that an all down need to wash your hair? No. You know what I did? I just washed the front track,
top wash.
I put the longer stuff in the back because I knew it was going to be in a ponytail, and I just washed the front. It's really interesting if anyone had walked in on me in the shower, because you got this part down, hanging down, the other part, and you're trying to wash your face. It's a shit show. But yes, I do the same thing.
Like Aaron just said, I cannot stand, like, after I go for a workout, whatever, I can't do the light a match and stay a while. Don't get that near my hair because it is flammable with all of the disastrous things I've done to it. No, I wash it every day, sometimes 3 times a day. It's not good for me. Anyways, thank you for asking, Alyssa. Apollini 4, what was the first splurge purchase with your first I made it paycheck? I'm still waiting. You know, I haven't quite had that made it to the league moment. No, I feel very fortunate. We both have great jobs. We work really hard for our money. I think
we sure do.
I think a house, which again, on the longer podcast, I've got some thoughts about being a homeowner. They said it would be great, but I spent the morning dealing with the contractors and the leaky roof. But hey, Happy New Year. Yeah, a house. Buying my first house was my big, I'm a big girl, I can do it on my own feeling. And it was the most amazing thing. It was a house I always wanted. I always wanted to live on in Malibu on the water, and I got it. And that was a purchase that I'm very, 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 very proud of.
I love that for you and so proud of that. Mine was a brand new stick shift black Jetta. I didn't buy the BMW because I thought
that was your
too
made
expensive.
It money.
Well, no, I did buy a house for myself when I was single in Atlanta. And the story goes that I didn't need as many bedrooms as I had, but I really felt proud of myself. And I bought like a 4-bedroom townhome in Atlanta. And that's like where you feel like rich. Like now I would never, you know, you can't do that out here in California, but it was cool. And it was probably a huge waste of money, but I was young and stupid and living by myself. My sister came to live with me for a while. It was fine. I never knew
she lived with you.
Yeah. I used it as a storage because I worked like 4 games a week for ESPN at the time. And Atlanta was a hub. So it literally was like a storage unit.
This broad got Delta Diamond status in 3 weeks into the new year.
So you want to bitch about me, people out there, maybe, no, I'm not even going to go there. Yeah, I'm going to go there on our Thursday podcast.
Okay.
Because I got some things to say.
I also have questions about that Jetta.
Because I worked my ass off.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, it was great.
Okay. You're up, bro.
Courtney Stedman, favorite ice cream flavor? Ooh, chocolate ice cream with almonds. Chocolate almond ice cream. So good. But if I can't get it, I like a chocolate chip ice cream.
At 31 flavors, that's the 32nd flavor because I have never heard of that in my
erroneous.
Life. Erroneous. Like it's hard. Mint chocolate chip is mine or cookie dough. And I'm the dick who digs in and gets all the cookie dough out. So then the next person goes in and it's just vanilla. Wah.
I can't eat a whole ice cream. I used to be able to back in the day, or I have raging stomach issues. You put it all
you
together.
You and Daisy Next. Both. Lauren, yep. You put it all together. Or you can't put it all together. It's the problem. Lauren 140. Carissa, how was your time on Splash? My mom and I loved it. Lauren, you little cutie. I've just found the 2 people that watched that show because the ratings told me no one watched it. It was a flop. You know what I mean? I was just having this conversation yesterday with someone about how scary diving is. Like when I watch the divers in the Olympics, I was like, oh my God. Like at some point you have to practice those dives off the 35 meter platform and it's concrete and there's no bounce and how you're getting hurt at some point practicing these moves. So then ABC decides, hey, you know what we're going to do? We're going to put Kareem Abdul-Jabbar 35 meters up in the air. Nothing can go wrong here. It was entertaining, but it only lasted 1 season for a reason. So Lauren, thank you for watching. I had a great time on the show with my friends there, but Kendra, where's Kendra? What's she up to? The girl next door?
Oh, yeah, she did it too.
She did
it too.
I
feel like they did your show and then they went to Dancing with the Stars. Everybody who did that, you know?
Absolutely. So I was entertained hosting the show. Joey Lawrence, he didn't want to get in the pool, didn't want to get the hair wet. You know what I mean? You do the math.
God, you do the math. But
it was an accident waiting to happen. But thank you, Lauren. Next.
Thank God one didn't, though. Was there an accident?
Well, there was an ambulance, but everyone made it out alive, you know?
Oh, good, good. The producers loved it, though. That added to the package. Okay, SB Pace. Biggest surprise of 2022. I don't know. It's all a blur. It feels like it's all rolling into 2023.
That I made it out alive.
La, 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 la.
A little less money, but made it out alive.
Fuck them. We'll do more swipe ups.
What's the Top Gun line? You're writing checks your body can't cash. I wrote checks. They cashed for someone else, but worth it. Next.
That made the New York Post. Bria Wilson, are you two taking a fun trip together after the Super Bowl?
How many
you
can
should
we
mention
count?
It. Yep.
We're taking
in
as many as we can.
In the beach. all the places.
Yeah, we are very excited about our postseason vacay schedule. Let's actually have it come to fruition. We're getting better at
Lost
that.
Lost Farm.
Eastern Illinois. Liz Hudson 3, if you can, Lois, where's she? If you can accomplish one thing in 2023, what would it be? I absolutely love that question, and it's a great way to end Liz Hudson 3. E, you go first.
I don't know.
Okay, I'll go first. I am really, really, really going to work on my patience. It is not something God did not give me patience. And I think he wants me to earn it in this lifetime. And I'm 40 years old and I don't have it yet. But I wrote down yesterday my resolutions. Ooh. And one of them is patience. And so I write down what a resolution is. And then I do an actionable thing on how I'm going to hopefully achieve that resolution.
Okay.
And so alongside patience, I wrote count to five before responding. So if I want to just react right away, I have to go and then react. And hopefully that 5 seconds will give me more grace because I am reactionary, pow, pow, pow. And I want to work on being a little less cuckoo, cuckoo.
I think you and I need 10 seconds, to be honest with you. Five's not enough. Go to 10 and then count backwards. I was reading a thing on Instagram yesterday. If you are raising a boy, these are some tips that are important. And one of them is teach him if he is upset and wants to write an angry email, write it, read it, and delete it.
Oh.
And I thought, wow, if I have a boy, his mother should practice that as well with texts too.
I also need to see the girl column of that because I should probably be reading that. Kathy Thompson was definitely not submitting any articles to that suggestions in that in terms of raising girls. I really, really like that.
I like to write an email. I meant to tell you about it.
But this would be our luck. No, it's
shit. I was trying to read it. Shit.
Sad.
Shit.
Delete.
I know.
Oh, God.
Yeah. No, patience is a good one. I need it too. I was in need of patience yesterday when I was traveling and I had massive chest pains about something from our game. And I just thought to myself, why do I care? I'm saying you can't care about your job, but like, put it in perspective. Like,
we care everything.
A lot. Yeah. And I think that's what makes me so pissed off about a lot of other things is that you and I care so much about, and again, there's going to be a rant about this on the Thursday podcast. I know you guys can't wait to hear it. I've built it up so much. But
I've never seen patience with them.
But I need to work on patience and putting it all into perspective because I'm going to drive this guy right out of this house if I don't, because he's getting to the point where he's like, I can't hear about this.
Well, I've kicked some out of my house, so don't come to me for advice on that. Well, for more, visit us on the Full Length Podcast. See you Thursday.
Happy New Year.
Happy fucking New Year.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, Carissa Thompson here for Pro Plan Sport, advanced nutrition for active dogs like ours. I love getting active with my dogs, Willis and Daisy. So whether we're on one of our daily runs together or exploring down at my ranch, I count on them to keep up with me. That's where Pro Plan Sport comes in. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on a run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dogs need to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
Pick up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way.
It's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.